Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Mr. Langley, are you here?
Yeah, oh. Over here. One second. Oh boy. Okay.
Sorry, are you playing chess?
Yes, a lot of games at once though, so it's kind of, if you don't pay attention, he's gonna sneak up on you and then you're in check. Or mate,
he?
Keep your eye on board number 9.
You would be playing with Bartholomew.
Who did you send to distract me? Bartholomew, you're tricky.
I have not been sent as a distraction. I hope I would not be used in such a manner. Mr. Langley, you are to report to the director's office immediately.
Is that Beatrice?
Oh, no! I lost.
Hello, Dr. Bridges. You too are being asked to report to the director's office. I was on my way to your office, but it seems that I have caught you both using valuable work time well.
Come on, you're sure you're not just there to help me win the game, distract the kid a little bit? I mean, I was amazed at his talent. I appreciate it. I like it when you do that. I like this quid pro quo we have going on.
And I'm only an intern, so...
Can you both please report to the director's office? Also, Bartholomew, if you move knight to d4, you will be in checkmate.
Not that.
Oh.
Oh.
Come in, please, Beatrice.
Thank you for only setting up 2 chairs. I will take my space against the wall.
I expected as much. Thank you so much for agreeing to go and deliver that message. I really just don't want to use the intercom. I keep getting shocked, and until it's fixed, I really appreciate you doing that.
Well, that might be a new process for...
Should we just keep standing outside the door, or should we come inside after you?
Please open the door, Beatrice.
The door is open, sir.
It is open. I just don't know. Do we come in, or do we wait outside?
Please come in. Thank you.
You'd think corners wouldn't scare people.
Thank you, Langley. If you could just have a seat. Bartholomew, are you out there? Bridges, Mr. Bridges,
Barty's fine.
Dr. Bridges, please come in.
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, I was going to come in, but I liked the kid's idea. Maybe we're not supposed to. An open door doesn't mean an open invitation. I like the cut of his jib.
I get the sense you're being sarcastic right now.
Oh, that's just my voice. It's tough to tell.
Right. If you could please just have a seat.
Of course. I'd love to have a seat.
That was definitely sarcastic.
See, it wasn't, though, because I was trying to make my point, right? Because I would love to have a seat. It's only weirdos
please
who don't want to take a seat.
Okay. Please sit down. Okay. I don't know why I have to keep doing this way. Langley, can I call you Alberta?
Yes, Director.
Okay. Alberta, your scores on your last personnel test were exceptional, which is a good thing, but almost too exceptional for a 12-year-old. I don't know how to say this. I guess... I don't know what to do, Beatrice. Should I... The tape is gruesome.
Mr.
I don't
Langley,
know if I want to...
It appears that your direct superior had gone missing about 5 days ago, as you well know. On a scouting mission this morning, my team found his remains.
No, not again!
Yes, again. Unfortunately, we have a tape that we think you should hear in order to better understand the situation and its importance.
I should warn you that it's not just your director that was missing and found. It was everyone else in your department.
So, okay, guys. The IT, we're gonna have a big fun IT camping trip out on this big rock. Come on, everybody.
Bro, are you sure we're supposed to be doing this?
Oh, do you see those big happy dogs? Let's go give them hugs. They're so nice to be friends with.
I don't know. We've talked before to the manager of security, and she's expressed that it's probably not a great idea to approach things like this.
Yeah. I don't know if we should do that without running some analysis first. Like, you know, we could maybe render it all in 3D first and then go in and pet them.
Guys, I'm your director, and I just have to say... Petting the dogs is a fantastic idea.
I just gotta say, though, in every D&D campaign that I ever played, I just learned that you're not really supposed to go up to wild animals unless you've done a check to see their constitution.
Nerd!
This is a direct IT order. Roll for petting.
This is our chance to show that we're not nerds.
Hey, listen, we're not nerds. We just snuck out from all the security in the base.
That's because I shut down all the protocols.
And I turned off all of the cameras.
Wait, does that mean nobody knows we're out here?
That's the point.
And I locked the doors from the outside.
Oh, look, one of them's coming over. It looks sort of friendly.
Well, that's weird. Would you say that looks a bit like a hybrid of a wolf and a lion?
A lion? A wolf? A loof.
Well, I like lion better. I think it's one of...
Oh my god, Jenkins!
I think I'll be okay if my pet is still...
The roll was unsuccessful.
Oh, wow, you're right. That was really gruesome. I forgot everyone I worked with were so lame.
Well,
and that they died, that also is sad.
Yes, I was about to say that. Well, the next 10 minutes of footage is just munching and crunching on bones.
Yes, we won't be playing that.
I would prefer to have watched that.
Well, it's a strange response.
I think I prefer Wyan.
Thank you, Bartholomew. So, Alberta, I would like to ask you, you're clearly... too young to be promoted to director, so if you could maybe just let me know who you feel else within our organization would be the most suitable to step in as director of IT.
Well, there's no one else in the IT department. There is no one else who is trained in a computer background, and there's no one else who knows all the passwords.
Well, those
so it's gotta be me.
That's a fair point about the passwords, sir.
Really?
There's a lot of different passwords.
Wait, really?
We didn't write them down.
How is that our protocol that only a 12-year-old knows all our passwords, Beatrice?
It wasn't just that a 12-year-old knew all the passwords. Everyone else knew the passwords, but somehow they got out because of their IT-ness. They got past my guard and found themselves outside in unsafe territory, and now all we have left is Mr. Langley. So I'm not sure what you want me to do, sir, okay? I'm not sure. Yeah, I upped the hours that my team are spending. They're already sleep deprived. As it is, and
yes.
Now we have to go watch for a bunch of bodies that are mangled and torn apart. This was totally avoidable if it wasn't for his team, but he seems to be the only one who was responsible enough to stay back.
Yes, thank you.
And director, Yes, it's true I'm 12 years old. And yes, it's true that I've never been kissed. But do you even know what a wide area network access point is?
Actually, of course. Of course I know what a wide area network is. Director of Security, please be careful of the wolves when you're out there collecting the remains.
Yes, sir, obviously. Had a scout gone with the team, we would have been able to see that the area was unsafe.
Yes, we should instigate that protocol at once. Please, I would like that on my desk in the morning. No leaving the base without someone from security. Right. Bartholomew, you've been very quiet. What is your department's recommendation in this situation?
Oh, I'm just contemplating what hell it will be to only be able to leave the base with a member of security.
Sir.
That's not the point in question. Bartholomew, we're talking about who is going to best run the IT department. Perhaps we could roll the IT department into engineering.
Do you really think it wise to give Mr. Bridges more responsibility, sir? He seems so full with all of his other business.
Yeah, and clearly security is nailing it. Do you need me to play the tape again?
Sir.
Give the kid a chance.
Really? You're gonna... Okay. Well...
I'll watch over him, but give him the department.
I'm not saying I agree with everything Mr. Bridges ever says, but in this instance, we are of the same mind.
Okay. Very well. I will make my decision in the morning. Thank you all for attending this meeting. Langley, thank you for... your service, Ensign Langley. You are, at this moment, acting director IT. Please update your uniform accordingly.
Now, if you wouldn't mind, if this meeting is adjourned, I have bodies to clean up.
Actually, if everyone, this meeting is adjourned, but actually, if I could keep you for a moment, Beatrice, I'm sorry, Miss Brass, I have something to discuss with you.
If you become my boss, will you let me put my brain in a robot?
We'll put that on the back burner, kid. But, hey, congratulations. I'm sure you'll earn it.
Thanks, Barty.
Bishop to D4.
Yes, thank you for your recommendation. I did not expect you to support him running that department, but
Well, sir, he might be green, but it doesn't mean that he's not going to do well. I mean, I'm not sure how he'll mature under the tutelage of Mr. Bridges, but...
Well, that's part of what I wanted to talk to you about. I would like you to please keep an eye on his department, ensure that we're following proper protocols. Now, speaking of protocols, I've been thinking about uniforms. I know.
Uniforms, sir?
Yes, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but our uniforms are fine as they are. But, imagine if we could see who was in security at a distance. Imagine if we could look out our window like this one right here, and I could see what work units did not have security with them.
I
could
right.
look out there and see at a glance. Ah, no one in that group is wearing a green shirt. So I know security is not out there. Huh, so I had these drafted up this morning. Look at these. I give you the new green security shirts. Sexy, huh?
Is this a test? This feels like a test.
Well, no, not really. Well, I just, you know, I did work all night. It was a test. I wanted to see, you know, if we're on the same wavelength.
These are green shirts?
Well, yes, bright green.
Am I supposed to agree with you, or do you want me to disagree here? Because they are,
I admire your actual opinion, so I would like you to speak freely.
Well, sir, these are clearly red.
What?
Well, these are red shirts.
Right, of course they are. Of course, I was testing you. You're sharp. Sharp.
I don't really see the point of the test, but my loyalty is true, if that's what this is about.
Yes, 100%. So we'll just get these red shirts onto security, and then we will know immediately. And if anybody says they saw someone in a green shirt, we know they're against us. clearly what I was attempting to do.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll just leave this with you.
I'll let my team know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And there she goes. Look at fashion icon, head of security, Beatrice Brass, strutting down the hallway in her fine new red shirt.
Mr. Bridges, I thought I told you to stop narrating me.
She utters to no one, looking around the hallway as if having a narrator who is so fine and handsome with such a melodious voice doesn't add an awful lot to her life. She goes on unappreciative. He nevertheless pats himself on the back.
And this is why I didn't want to wear red.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
Okay.
Keep going.
I just kept hearing, but.
Yeah. Just because you were hedging on telling him that he was wrong, I was going to be Barty walking by in the hallway, go, love the red shirt, boss, and then just keep on walking.
So let's do you guys meeting in the hall after you're outside.
Okay.
Or later, yeah.
Oh, we're meeting.
I'm confused. What is happening?
We just need a denouement. We need something. Who wants to meet Beatrice in her new red shirt?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish. In June of 2020, an amateur podcaster disappeared from the Carson National Forest while searching for the legendary Finn treasure.
But he was adamant that he was onto something big. He was obsessed. He showed her some hand-drawn map to a treasure out in northern New Mexico.
The subjective truth is part treasure hunt, part paranormal docudrama. Starring Addison Peacock as Graham Anderson.
Back at home, I placed the box on the counter, and I just stared at it for a while. You'd never be able to guess its social impact on the human race by looking at its simplistic design.
UFOs, ghosts, reincarnation, and liars. This is The Subjective Truth. Subscribe now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.